All right, everybody, Terrence Pop with another episode, which is pre-recorded, but still live from the lair. And today we're doing just a quick one here. There's a lot of guys out there who grew up without a father and or any major male influence in their life. And there's a few life skills that have slipped through the cracks that the men of today are really going to need in the near future, I believe, especially with inflation and our economy just might take a huge fucking dump. So things might get lively. Now, you'll see behind me the title, which is Barter System for Pussy.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description or scan the QR code on the screen and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
Barter is a skill every man should know. If you've spent your entire life behind a keyboard and living in your mama's basement, not really doing much, you don't really understand the value of stuff. And I would highly advise you to figure that out, because in the near future, your life might depend upon it. Now, this is just a comedy video, and it's basically to help teach you some stuff, laugh a little. And if you're somebody out there who doesn't like this material or you're offended, I don't care. You can easily just click to the next video. But this is Redonkulous.com, and our job is to offend you. And if we don't do that, please send us an email, Redonkulous12@gmail.com. Let us know our shortcomings, and we will see what we can do to fix that. Or you can just send hate mail. That works well, because they make the best videos. I love responding to hate mail, and really haven't gotten much lately, but let's see if it could turn up the, or stir up the hornet's nest, shall we? Now, you'll see over here, this is a woman based on her looks. I get it. People are going to get offended I said that. Beauty at any size, what have you. I'm just going to have to call bullshit. Now, it goes from looks of 10 all the way to 0. 0 meaning you're dead. Okay, some people are into that. You should, go to prison, or maybe something bad should happen to you for that. But that's between you, the victim, and the man upstairs. All right, now, if everything takes a shit, the women who are actual real tens, they're going to be immediately off the market. Mainly because we have an army of white knights out there who will never allow anything bad to happen to said tens, even though they're selling that stuff overseas to Saudi princes for millions of dollars, doing absolutely reprehensible stuff. But that window for a perfect 10 is not that big, and they usually, fall out of that placeholder pretty quick, usually after about 25, 27 at the latest. Now, down here, you have your 7, 8s, and 9s. I looked up the value 1 hour with a prostitute on Google, Yahoo, even AOL search, various other ones. And it's roughly, $250 plus or minus 20 bucks, depending upon the country you're in. Of course, these are all licensed and legal, because it is real work. So I'm just letting you girls know I appreciate that. Okay. Next, you have 6s. They go for about $200. Supply and demand. Maybe you want a car. It's brand new. It's going to cost you $250. Maybe it's not in the shade you like, or maybe there's a ding or a scratch. $200. That's the way it is. That's the value. Next, you have your fives, which is $150. Now, you'll see here the conversion line. Now, this is usually where the women go from the big tits to the long tits. Now, typically, the big tits, you want to have, semi-failing school grades, like a C or a D. Some guys are into the E. That's a little bit too much for me. But a double D will definitely work in a pinch.
He has an erection.
Now, below the conversion line, you have the fours, which go for about $75. Yeah, you get what you get, all right? After that, you got your threes, which are 50. You see those all the time, especially on 8 Mile here in Detroit. Hey, it is what it is. Even the Woodward Corridor, you can see them there too. 8 Mile and Woodward. When I go downtown, you can't really drive down there without passing at least half a dozen.
Oh, God, why didn't anybody tell me?
Then you got your twos, $20. And then you have your ones, which is a question mark, because you got to really question your sanity here if you're going to be messing around in this range. This is like wheelchair chicks or, a woman that's an amputee. I mean, you're going to get half off. That's just the way it is. There's always a discount. All right, next, we're going to go to the next one. I'm going to pull off the paper. All right, now, these are just some items that, in a semi-apocalypse kind of situation, you're going to need. Premium tire, regular tires, 130 caliber round, 2.556, 4.9 millimeters, or 4.357s. You got a minimum type of meal, which is usually like one and a half cups of rice with some kind of ground beef or other types of protein. It's not really good, but it'll keep you alive. 1 gallon of clean water. We're talking water that's filtered. You're not going to get sick if you drink it. You can let it sit on a shelf for a while. Okay, then you have a premium meal, which, everyone likes a premium meal. It's $20. 1 bottle of hard liquor, $20. If you want top shelf stuff, that's a little bit more. But to be honest, when times get tough, top shelf, especially in booze, it's not really going to matter much. All right, you got $50 for 1 day of good weed. That's, 4 or 5 servings over a 24-hour period should do you just fine. I myself don't smoke the herb. I take the gummies, but it is what it is. I need them to sleep. All right. $10 for a packet of cigarettes. That's pretty close to what they are today. $30, 1 hour of child care. So you can always barter. I'll watch your kids if I could bang you. I'm pretty sure that has been arranged from time to time. 1 gallon of gas. Today it's like $3. Down the street it was $2.89. I'm just rounding up the $3. In my opinion, it's way overpriced, but Biden, what are you going to do? And you got $10 for a regular, worn-out used blanket, $50 for a warm blanket. Listen, when you're cold, a warm blanket is priceless. I've been there, and I know. $50 for a good waterproof tarp. So let's do a little math here, okay? So say you're getting that urge. Men do that. It's just the way it is. Things go north and you got to take care of some business. And you really don't have any of pussy on supply, so you need to outsource it. But there's a problem. The money's not there. All you have is stuff to barter with. So what is a $250 piece of pussy going to run you in barter? Well, you can give them 1 premium tire, which is unused, of course. Or let's just say you can do 2 days of good weed, a couple hours of watching their kid, a warm blanket, and a tarp. There you go. That's barter in a nutshell. All right. Now, it is what it is. Unfortunately, barter is a life skill that we all need to figure out. And many of us, especially the white guys in the suburbs, don't seem to understand how the barter system works. Okay, I'm not talking about Billy Bob Thornton out in Redneckistan. Those guys are pretty good at it. I've had to deal with them on quite a few occasions. And most of the time, I broke even. Couple times I lost, and a couple times I got the upper hand. But that's how the barter system works. Anyway, this is a quick one. Trying to cut down the length because the longer ones don't seem to get shared as much. But Uncle Pop's here from Redonkulous.com to help you out with those life lessons, especially the ones your father, uncle, brother, they never taught you. Take it easy.
From the echo chambers where no one dares to speak, I bring my comedy to break the bleak. Booze-fueled bits to expose the weak. Leftist babies crying.